in the limelight.
The worst prison break in the Israeli regime's history is just the latest in a chain of events that demonstrate the fragility of the Israeli security apparatus and, indeed, the weakness of the colonial project as such. We'll prepare for you an article written by Denijal Yejik, a researcher and author, currently postdoctoral research fellow at the Lebanese American University in Beirut, Lebanon, where he teaches multimedia journalism and communication. The piece is titled Palestinian Prisoners' Liberation Shows Fragility of Colonial Regime. Six Palestinian political prisoners escaped from a high-security prison operated by the Israeli regime. Despite a meticulously organized network of colonial oppression, the Israeli regime is confronted with its own weakness, as the latest incident shows. The six Palestinian prisoners were facing life sentences in Israeli prisons. They escaped through an underground tunnel that they were able to dig from within the prison. Zionist regime's forces have launched a search operation. An Israeli official called the incident a major security and intelligence failure. Indeed, the high-security Gilboa prison in northern occupied Palestine has been described as the most intensely secured of its kind. The mere fact that the Palestinians were able to escape points to the fragility of Israel's colonial incarceration industry. For over a century, Zionist settlers have been inventing ways to grab the land and cleanse it of its indigenous population. Yet, they are constantly faced with the perseverance of the Palestinian resistance, a struggle that the colonial regime cannot win in the long run. Prisons in particular are an integral part of the Israeli colonial system and serve as a method of control, contain and silencing of Palestinians. Thousands of Palestinians, including at least 200 Palestinian children, are currently incarcerated in Israeli jails. This year alone, around 1,000 Palestinian children have been arrested by the Israeli military. Palestinians from the occupied West Bank are locked up in prisons in the territories of 1948 in violation of the Fourth Geneva Convention, which forbids the occupying power from population transfer. The Israeli regime regularly abducts Palestinian children in the middle of the night. Prisoners are often subject to various forms of physical and emotional violence, including torture and sexual abuse. The Israeli regime's well-organized prison structure is an epitome of the power relations between the occupier and the indigenous population. Palestinian life, as such, is criminalized under colonial rule. Palestinians become suspects through their very existence and presence on their own land. The Israeli regime has imprisoned Palestinians for activities such as throwing stones or publishing poetry. Palestinian reality under Israeli rule is characterized not only by incarceration in jails. Through colonial techniques of segregation and surveillance, the Israeli regime has fragmented the West Bank into enclaves, separated by an abundance of walls, cages, and gates. This regime of terror largely stems from the colonizers' fear of the indigenous people and its attempts to control every aspect of Palestinian life and effectively coerce Palestinians into complete capitulation. The nuclear-armed Israeli regime is a regional occupying regime and child-killing entity that enjoys extraordinary protection by the United States and support from its Western backers. It plays a crucial role in the transnational industry of oppression, marketing itself as a successful model of colonial practices, military supremacy, surveillance, and spying technologies. But the many billions of US taxpayer dollars that are being pumped into the Israeli regime could not prevent the six Palestinians from escaping Gilboa prison. Neither can Israel's propaganda machine or military wars obstruct Palestinians from fighting their continuous struggle for freedom and liberation. The worst prison outbreak in the Israeli regime's history is just the latest in a chain of events that demonstrate the fragility of the Israeli security apparatus and indeed the weakness of the colonial project itself. In May of 2021, following heightened Israeli attacks on Christian and Muslim worshippers on Easter and the holy month of Ramadan, repeated raids in the Al-Aqsa Mosque and an aggressive ethnic cleansing campaign in the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood of the occupied city of Al-Quds, the Israeli regime launched a bombardment campaign in the Gaza Strip. Palestinian resistance responded with significantly strengthened military capacity. The Israeli regime's Iron Dome defense system failed to intercept many of the rockets coming from the Gaza Strip, which were able to reach Al-Quds and Tel Aviv. Palestinians from the different parts of historic Palestine and the diaspora cooperated in their resistance efforts. Protests in solidarity with the Palestinian struggle erupted worldwide. The Israeli regime had to proclaim an embarrassing ceasefire and suffered a major public relations failure. The war displayed the increased capacities of the Palestinian resistance and showed how rapidly the Israeli regime was losing control of the situation. The events enforced a new equation. They also demonstrated the Israeli regime's existential dependence on foreign backing, particularly on its role as a proxy for the United States. Washington's declining significance in the region of West Asia may bear more unfavorable repercussions for the Tel Aviv regime. The colonial regime's struggle for survival is contrasted by Palestinians' continuous resistance efforts and aims of liberation and freedom. Following the escape of six Palestinian prisoners, celebrations were held in different locations throughout Palestine and elsewhere. Palestinian resistance groups and the Lebanese resistance movement, Hezbollah, have hailed the escape as heroic and a slap in the face of the Zionist occupier. One of the escaped prisoners, Zakaria Zubaydi, who is the director of the Jenin Freedom Theatre, wrote in a letter sent from prison in 2012, "I'm spiritually, physically and mentally prepared to die for my freedom." Their escape from prison represents another act of successful liberation and strengthens the perspective that the colonial prison system will eventually be abolished and, in fact, the colonial regime also will collapse. The Palestinian Islamic Resistance Movement Hamas has decried the reprisal measures adopted by the Israeli authorities against Palestinian captives following the escape of inmates from the high-security Israeli jail. In a statement on Wednesday, 8th of September, Hamas warned against the continuation of the repressive and retaliatory Israeli measures against Palestinian prisoners, holding the Tel Aviv regime responsible for consequences of these dangerous policies. Hamas hailed the prisoners' success in grabbing their freedom, describing the move as a courageous and heroic resistance incident and inspiring all freedom seekers throughout the world. Hamas also urged international organizations and human rights groups to stop the Israeli violations against Palestinian rights and the rights of Palestinian prisoners. The escape of inmates from the Zionist regime's high-security jail was the biggest Palestinian escape from an Israeli prison since 1987, when six members of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad movement broke out of a heavily guarded jail in the Gaza Strip. After the escape of the six inmates, the Israeli regime adopted collective punitive measures against the Palestinian prisoners. The punitive measures include moving tens of detainees to solitary confinement, preventing inmates from going to the prison yard, banning prisoners from meeting their families and closing the canteens. Israeli military forces on Wednesday, 8th of September, launched raids in several prisons, including Al-Naqab and Rimon. In reaction to the escalating crackdown, Palestinian prisoners set fire to seven cells in Section 6 of the Al-Naqab prison. The Palestinian Information Center said the prison's authority moved all the captives from Section 6 to an undisclosed site. Israeli special forces also raided sections 1, 4, 5, and 7 in Rimon prison and moved prisoners affiliated with the Palestinian Islamic Jihad movement to different sections of the prison. The crackdown pushed the detainees to set several prison cells ablaze, particularly in sections 4 and 5. Lebanon's Al Mayadeen television network also reported that Israeli forces attacked Palestinian prisoners in Majdo prison. The Asra media office said the confrontation between Israel's prison authorities and the detainees was at a dangerous stage. The Commission of Detainees and Ex-Detainees Affairs said Israel's brutal attack on the Palestinian prisoners and the detention of relatives of prisoners aimed to cover up its failure and defeat against the Palestinian captives' firm will, urging the international community to put an end to the Israeli craziness. It also warned that the crackdown would ignite all arenas inside and outside of the prisons. The crackdown also sparked protests in the occupied West Bank. Human rights organizations say the Israeli regime violates all the rights and freedoms granted to prisoners by the 4th Geneva Convention. There are reportedly more than 7,000 Palestinians held behind Israeli jails. Hundreds of Palestinian inmates have been apparently incarcerated under the practice of administrative detention.